This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If it felt like the Silicon Valley Bank collapse kind of came out of nowhere, that is because it did. SVB went under in less than 48 hours from first public inkling of trouble to California state regulators knocking on the door last Friday morning. And that is thanks in part to the who knows how many online and messaging chat groups that venture capitalists and startup founders are in. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at how rumor and anxiety on those channels helped hurry SVB's demise.
Sarah Moskoff is in a lot of tech chat groups on WhatsApp, Slack, Signal, and Telegram. Some are small, just industry friends. Some are groups for tech moms and people who build parenting businesses. Her company, Winnie, matches childcare providers and families. And then she's in this bigger WhatsApp chat full of founders.
That one is a private group, but I'm just not allowed to say the name of the group.
Only the cool kids of tech can join, I guess. She says usually these groups are full of run-of-the-mill chatter, gossip, humor, a little bit of business advice. But last week, the tone abruptly changed.
It all happened so quickly, and I'm switching back between all these different apps.
Messages were coming in at lightning speed. Get your money out of SVB. And it was hard to know how to react. By the time she went to pull her money out, SVB had shut down. Richard Grossman, who researches banking history at Wesleyan, says word of mouth is how bank runs have always begun. A rumor, true or not, creates chaos. You might remember black and white images.
Depositors lined up out in front of the banks, the stories you would see from the 1930s.
Back then, we banked and gathered information differently, so the fallout was slow and steady.
The news would build up through conventional news sources, and banks closed in a number of places over the course of weeks.
Today, bank runs look different. Grossman says with SVB, more money was withdrawn in a handful of hours than during the banking crisis in 2008. Jonah Berger, the author of Contagious, Why Things Catch On, says it's because of the ease and pace of how we share.
So one person shares the information, it may make somebody else more likely to draw their funds, which makes the bank even more likely to collapse than it would have been otherwise. And so once things like this get going, sometimes they're difficult to stop because they become almost self-fulfilling prophecies.
And these conversations morph into a feedback loop of confirmation bias. People are spreading the same rumors across different groups.
The anxiety of possibilities can sometimes outpace the truth because people share it because they're anxious and they want to figure out whether it's, you know, correct or not, or they're fired up and they want to take an action.
I was definitely feeling irrational, like, oh my, we have to do something now, like panicky.
Stella Garber runs management software company Hoop, and she says she's aware of the pitfalls of participating in these group chats, but she plans to stay in them. When the government announced it would protect SVB depositors, it was like being a part of a team.
It was euphoric. I got like probably 50 text messages, DMs, all the same groups that people were supporting each other.
And the group chatter hasn't stopped. Now it's focused on banking advice. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.